Oh, hello! I didn't notice you there, which is amazing because I set up this microphone with a specific intention of recording. Anyway, this is Tim Babb, the T in Tancast. You may have recently heard me on the Mastalgia podcast and came here wondering if this podcast is anything like Mastalgia. It's not. We don't really talk about Disney, and what we do talk about is not very. You know what? I believe my lovely wife explains it best.
Tancast contains vulgar and inappropriate content. It is not recommended for younger listeners. When you hear this sound, that means there's a link to what the boys are talking about in the show notes. If you're brave or foolish enough to still be listening, enjoy the show.
Tim.
Andy.
Noah.
Tancast.
Tancast.
Believe in miracles. Since I came in your mom. Sexy whore, yeah.
Gulp, gulp.
Welcome to Tancast, everybody.
Stuck it in her butt.
Do, 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 do. All the way in the butt.
I'm Tim, the T in Tancast, who has to deal with these two fucktards.
I'm Andy. I'm the A in Tancast.
I'm Noah. I'm the N in Tancast.
What in the fuck?
N. That's. I'm holding the N. I'm elongating it.
Mm-hmm. Thanks. Thanks for breaking it down for me.
No problem. You obviously
level
didn't
I can
get it.
Understand.
I had to break it down for the idiot over here.
Idiot.
I still don't get it.
Well, if you don't get it now, you never will.
Maybe I didn't want it.
Yo, you wanted it in your.
I don't.
Booty hole.
You know what I do want?
What?
Some tan laughs.
Tan laughs!
Tim can sign because he's such a douchebag.
Douchebag. Clever.
Douchebag.
I think Tim's giving you sarcasm.
Mm-hmm. I think Tim's giving me a hand job with his mind.
Sort of. I'm punching you in the balls.
It's more like a finger job. It's very small. He just wraps his little index finger around it.
It's really more like finger banging his vagina.
I saw this porn once that was like kind of weird. Well, no, up it was way weird. It was a woman, right? But
good start.
She didn't look like a woman. She looked like a dude. Oh. She had like a handlebar mustache and tattoos between her legs, vagina. Very strange.
Indeed.
And Noah was beating it furiously. I love gender confusion!
Tears streaming down his cheeks. Why can't I stop this?
And today, I started watching
this
movie called Zoo. Have either of you heard of it?
No.
No?
So, did you guys hear about the guy in, was it Seattle, Washington, that got killed by the horse? I'm fucking it.
Oh yeah.
So this movie's about him or that group of people.
Zoophilia.
It's about time their story got told. Their complete story.
I think what they did is like they've recorded or they had people, the actual people involved, write something and then had other people do the voices for them and then reenact it. So it's like a documentary, but it's reenacted. You know what I mean? They're not actually recording what happened, but they're recording the actual words of the people who are involved. It's very, very strange. It's on demand, which I was actually kind of surprised about. I was like, really? Comcast is doing on demand for documentary about bestiality? Okay.
Dear listeners, keep the horse cock out of your anus. I know it seems like fun when you're thinking about it and when everybody's drunk and just having a good time, but next thing you know, you got a perforated colon and you're afraid to go into the hospital because of the shame, because you had a horse cock in your ass, and you really don't know how you're going to explain that to anybody, and then you die.
And you know, I mean, like, you know, when someone's fucking horse, you expect them to be, like, all crazy. These people were normal. They're like, oh, yeah, we'd have 10 people come over. We'd have a little barbecue. Sometimes we'd mix up some drinks. We like the slushy drinks. Like, it's a little shindig, like a little book club or something.
Take a step back from that statement right there. They get together and have a little barbecue, which means they're taking animals and cooking them up and consuming them.
And then
and fucking them.
They like the animals to go in both holes. You know what I'm saying?
All holes plugged with pig.
Although they were eating, like, you know, cows. They didn't do cows, as far as I know. I didn't make it that far.
Of course not. Cows are food.
Horses, on the other hand. Yeah.
Yeah, horses aren't for eating. Horses are for eating out.
Horses are friends, not food.
Horses are for fucking.
Oh, that may be the most disturbing Finding Nemo reference anyone's ever made.
Friends with benefits, not food.
Oh, Tim, improving your own jokes.
Well, I guess someone's got it.
On there.
All right, so for those of you with short memories, we're going to start 10 laughs. And then we didn't.
But we're already laughing.
And now we will.
Here we go. This one is from Jason. That's it. Actually, these two. They're quick and
easy.
You
can take those, you little piece of shit.
Yeah, I'm going to take those.
You fucking whore. I was going to do those.
Were you both going to do those?
I was thinking about it, you fucking...
All right.
No,
you guys are going to piss and moan. I already got a backup plan.
No, see, the thing is, if you take them, then Noah and I don't have to fight over them. We can just both be mad at you, and we're done.
Suck it.
Yeah, I'd rather just be mad at you.
I moved on. Too long. I moved on.
But see, now we're already mad at you, and we're about to be mad at each other as we fight over them.
No, you can have them, Andy.
Good. So, this one is from Ron Swallow, a comedian. There's a priest who is golfing, and he has a nun with him who is caddying. They call her the caddying nun. On the first hole, the priest takes his backswing and whoosh, misses the ball. He yells, "God damn it, I missed." The nun says, "Goodness, don't use the Lord's name in vain." Priest says, "Ah, leave me alone, I'm golfing." Then a couple of holes later, takes his backswing and whoosh, misses the ball. He yells, "God damn it, I missed." The nun says, "Hey, seriously, don't use the Lord's name in vain, or I will have to talk to God about it." Priest says, "Leave me alone, I'm golfing." Next hole, the priest takes his backswing and whoosh, misses the ball. He yells, "God damn it, I missed." The nun says, "That's it," and prays to God. "God, don't let this man take your name in vain again." On the next hole, the priest takes his backswing and whoosh, misses the ball. Yells, "God damn, I missed." Clouds come rumbling over the course, lightning is flashing everywhere, and then one bolt comes flashing out of the cloud and boom! Strikes the nun dead. Then you hear a voice from the cloud saying, "God damn it, I missed."
Silly.
Wouldn't he say me, damn it?
Nope. He likes to damn the gods.
He was damning a different one.
Yep, he was referring to Zeus.
Is there one even above him? Does he have a god he prays to?
Yes, pizza.
I made some pizza last night.
Sounds like a vicious
pepperoni
circle.
And bacon.
Who and bacon?
Pepperoni and bacon.
You know what I had for breakfast today? Soy riso.
A bag of dicks?
No, soy riso. It's soy chorizo. It's very tasty. And good for you.
I thought you just didn't know how to pronounce chorizo.
Nope.
I'm like, oh, Noah, you're the whitest black guy I know.
Why would being black help you pronounce a Mexican word?
Yeah, Andy.
I don't know. I never learned to read. I'm color deaf.
It's like my joke in my act about, you know, I talk about being black, half black and half white, and how, you know, that. And then anyway, one of the new additions is, white enough people make racist jokes when I'm in a room, black enough everybody looks at me first to make sure it's okay to laugh at the racist jokes, and I'm like, that was an Asian joke, why are you looking at me? Laugh if you want, I can't really give you a pass on this one.
They gotta go look at Tiger. Tiger, is that okay? We need a ruling. Tiger
down.
Says, "Ah, soul," and they know it's okay.
What?
I don't know.
He's Asian.
He's Blasian.
Eurasian.
So is it, it's my turn now?
Yeah. Well, whoever wants to fight over Jason's joke.
Well, we already decided I won.
All right.
White power.
And Jason lost.
Yep, Jason, if you don't want this, you got to send emails separately to Tim at Tancast and Noah at Tancast. If you send it to fucktards, it comes to me, and I take it!
Up the butt.
And yep. You don't get Noah's sexy voice reading your joke.
Nope. You get Andy's sexy voice, so.
It's Andy's first and second most sexy voice.
Yep.
We'll get to that in a minute.
Win for me. Alright, so I gotta bust out the sexy voice, which I believe we decided was this one!
No.
Okay.
It gives Princess diarrhea, so calm it down.
Okay. Alright. So, Jason's two jokes are, why do golfers wear two pairs of pants?
Why?
In case they get a hole in one.
I'm going to put in a rim shot right there. Yeah, rim shot. Not a rim job. Rim shot.
Not a rim job.
Put a rim job in there, too.
Tastes like feces.
Why didn't you wash first? Get back there. Okay.
Corn.
Aw.
Peanuts.
I'd eat the corn out of your poo.
Salted.
Goodbye, listeners.
What kind of bees make milk?
What kind?
Boobies!
Those are my favorite kind of bees.
I like me some boobies.
Tails. They don't make honey, but they're certainly sweet.
Mm-hmm. Sometimes they sting you. Wait, what?
If there was a hive of boobies... I'm sorry, I got distracted.
Thinking about boobs.
Yep.
All right. So I got some jokes from the Todd. Mm-hmm. I don't know if I'll use them all.
From the Todd.
But, yeah. I'm not going to use them all. I'll read a few. Some
of them are more than 5 words, and I was like, fuck it.
Nah, I just don't want to blow them all in one load. There's a lot of them. That's comedy gold.
I don't know words.
What are Ed McMahon, Farrah Fawcett, and Michael Jackson expecting for Christmas?
What?
Patrick Swayze. Poor Patrick.
Oh, my soul hurts a little.
I heard that one on Distorted View. I was like, oh, that is wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, Patrick.
Okay.
Pancreatic cancer sucks. Yeah, somehow we still laugh.
But it's okay, because he'll be a ghost.
Oh,
Jesus.
He can come back and talk to us through Whoopi Goldberg.
make a coin go up the door.
have an awkward romantic scene with Demi Moore.
Make some pleasant-looking pottery.
Together.
Demi Moore's like, why couldn't Denzel Washington have been psychic?
That's or apparently right, Ashton Kutcher. Oh, man, that would be creepy. How old was Ashton Kutcher when Ghost came out?
He wasn't.
No, you can continue. I'm going to keep looking this up.
Okay. MJ's last request, he asked not to be cremated because he couldn't handle being black again.
Aw.
Oh, my God. I didn't read this one yet, but it made me laugh. Seeing Michael Jackson's casket being wheeled out by his brothers, it gave me the biggest feeling of deja vu. Where I had seen this before. Then it hit me. Cool Runnings!
little bit of concept humor.
All right, I'll do one more. How did Michael Jackson pick his nose?
How?
From a catalog. And that's it.
Ashton Kutcher was 12 when Ghost came out.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Giggity giggity.
Perfect for fucking.
Hey, man, if there's hair on the field, I mean, if there's grass on the pubes, I mean, I don't know what I mean. Exactly. Somebody stop me, quickly.
You're back already? Sorry, my wife came back from her haircut.
You know, I can't help but thinking, they keep remaking all this shit from the 80s, like Transformers and whatever. Somebody really needs to get Max Headroom and, like, update that. That would be awesome.
Would it?
I think so.
It can't be any worse than Transformers.
No, certainly not.
They keep fucking up everything else.
Exactly. Why not take some shitty stuff from the 80s and remake it?
Maybe
what's the
worst
that could happen?
Aren't they going to do another RoboCop or remake RoboCop?
I think I heard that somewhere.
Unsourced
claims from Tancast.
Oh, I heard they're going to make a T.J. Hooker movie, and it focuses on T.J. Hooker and his dad. And I'm willing to bet who's going to play T.J. Hooker's dad.
Oh.
Your mom. She looks just like...
He has very dramatic pauses.
As long as he didn't die first.
Yeah, he's getting up there.
Hang in there. Oh, I was saying one thing we've learned from this whole Michael Jackson thing is, you know, he died and now, like, you know, you just hear his music everywhere. Like, I went to Best Buy and it was playing all over the store. Like, all these radio stations are playing it, MTV, VH1, BET. Mm-hmm. So what I've learned from this is that we have to keep all the members of Nickelback as healthy as possible until I die, because I don't need any sort of Nickelback retrospective.
But Tim,
with all
that is how they'll
music.
Remind you of who they really were.
That's the only song of theirs I like.
But how the hell would we wind up like this, Tim?
It's been a while.
That's not Nickelback.
Whatever.
Wasn't it?
It's white people.
It's been a while?
Oh, yeah. I couldn't even tell what Noah said. It was just sounded like Noah fucking like a chicken. What is it, Chewie? Timmy's trapped in the well?
Do you have that app, Andy? The Wookiee Translator?
No.
There's a Wookiee.
But I suddenly covet it. Knowing nothing about it, I covet it now.
It's free, I think, too.
Making a note. Wookiee Translator.
How
what equals does it... jizz.
What does it do? Why would you do it? What
you hit this button, you talk into the mic, and it translates for you.
Into Wookiee?
Into Wookiee, I would assume.
Oh, okay. That makes more sense than what I had pictured.
I'm now going to hold business meetings in Wookiee.
I had pictured, like, in case you come upon a Wookiee. I was like,
it'll just
that's
spit
the
out
most
English
useless
for you
app
as you go,
ever. I'm going to make one that translates unicorn farts.
I wonder what happens. I wonder what happens if you make Wookiee noises into it. Does it speak English?
It translates, double translates them to Wookiee, but it comes out as like Wookiee gibberish. Like if you take Google Translate and do like English to Spanish and then Spanish back to English.
I don't know.
That is always amusing.
Yeah, the grammar never quite comes out right, even if it gets the overall message right. And when it fucks up the overall message, that's when things get lovely. I love it when it mistakes like really common words for some reason for proper nouns so it doesn't translate them and then they make it through.
I love that too. I love it.
Yeah, like tingle cake ear all bathroom.
And it's supposed to be like tingle ear capasa, right? Am I right?
El baño.
El baño.
I don't know.
You douchebag.
Kielbasa? What is that?
Kielbasa, dude. Your Polish is coming in.
Kielbasa sausage, my butt cheeks are warm.
What? I had to lay down so my brain didn't fly off.
Tenacious D song.
No, it's being random. What the fuck? So how was everyone's tan week?
Mine was pretty good. We had a meeting on Friday, and it was a whole company meeting, so they're going through these slides of different projects and stuff that have gone live and customer successes and wins and whatever. They get to this one thing, they say, this one guy that we have in the company is going to be starting to work on a new project dealing with outlining how we've made our customer successful, and he's developed a new app and blah, blah, blah. And they put a picture of him up and a screenshot of the application that he's going to be using up. And I'm looking at the slide, and I realize that it's the application I just created for the company. And if you look really, really, really closely to the very tiny screenshot that they took, they've got all of my bullshit demo data still showing up in the app. So it actually says that the company's name, the customer, is Yo-Yo Dyne. And I had a little laugh because in Star Trek, Okuda used to put like Yo-Yo Dyne on little tiny plaques on the dedication things you see on the wall. So like shit you would never see on camera that they just tossed in for fun on the set. And that's the whole reason that I put it in, and then it came back around where you, unless you knew like me that those few tiny pixels that you could barely read said Yo-Yo Dyne, you wouldn't recognize it as saying Yo-Yo Dyne.
You're silly. Silly.
Uh-oh. Noah, your mic's fucking up again.
Is it?
Yes. I mean,
yes.
Try unplugging it and just plugging it back in, see if that helps. No, I didn't say try playing the 80s video game Pong. That so sounded exactly like...
Oh my god, it did. Bang, bang, bang.
How's that sound now?
That sounds the same.
Hooray! I don't know why I go shitty all of a sudden.
I think you may want to get your money back on this piece of shit.
Let's try this.
Plug it into a different USB port.
Oh, well.
How's it sound now?
Yeah, oh, sounds better. Good. That's sexy, the smooth. I like to hear. Hang on, let me get my pants down so I can get it happening.
Yeah, it's
oh,
it's
already happening. I mean, you know what I mean.
Finish oh yeah, he's working it out.
Just gonna ask one of you something. Maybe not. Forget now.
You really shouldn't ask either of us anything.
Oh, so the text you were talking about in Star Trek, what was it called?
They called him Okudagrams because it was last dude name of the set designer guy or
special
effects guy or whatever was Okuda. But the word, the name of the company is Yo-Yo Dyne. It's originally from a Thomas Pynchon novel called The Crying of Lot 49.
Oh, Lot 49. Such a bitch, always crying.
So,
but they also used it in like Buckaroo Banzai and a bunch of other places.
So it would just say Yo-Yo Dyne, or it would say Yo-Yo Dyne and then other shit underneath it?
I would say something like the warp drives were developed at Yo-Yo Dyne Industries or something like that.
Wasn't that close to the name of the place in Terminator?
Cyberdyne?
Cyberdyne.
Yeah.
They were a spinoff company. They decided to go public with the warp drive technology on their own.
The crying of Lot 49. Ooh, look at me.
Kind of like Pixar and ILM, even though their names don't sound remotely similar.
They said that they were manufactured by Yoyodyne Propulsion Systems, or YPS.
Yips.
Yep.
I thought you were talking about, because on Star Trek they have a lot of these little like labels on all sorts of shit.
Mm-hmm.
Like, just, and there's like, all right.
Addie was drinking something, which I noticed, so it's like echoing.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I was like, all right, because it was so like it was really loud in my ear, like. And the Star Trek experience that they used to have in Las Vegas, they had a bunch of them as you were walking through the Enterprise, and at one point we happened to be standing still for a while, and I was near one, and I looked closer, and it was just the most random text underneath, like, it's, like, some of them, like, were serious, like, you know, caution when this door opens, blah, 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 decompressurize, make sure, blah, and then others were like, random, fairy tales, or just like, hey, did you ever notice, and like, I think one of them was like a Stephen Wright one-liner, I was like, gee, no one's reading these! I want to go through and read them all, but that didn't happen.
Oh.
Despite the fact that I was there for 10 hours, I couldn't make it happen.
That is sad. You couldn't tear yourself away?
I didn't notice till hour 9, so...
Oh, okay. I thought you noticed hour 1, and you're like, I just can't make it happen.
I can't fucking bother to read shit, even when it interests me. All right.
That's all. Thank you for listening to Tancast, everybody. Have a
Join
week.
Join us next week when we die.
Good night and good luck.
No. Good night and good fuck. Noah's mom.
That's a good sign-off right there.
Thank you.
Good night and good fuck.
My week was good. I signed my loan paperwork and dropped off a huge chunk of cash. Well, not cash. Mm-hmm. It was a cashier's check, but it's a lot of money.
Look at Noah. He's doing it.
I could have gone to Vegas. Maybe won something.
Still can.
Or lost it all. I don't think my wife would have been happy.
It doesn't matter how little you have. Vegas is willing to take it from you.
I just got a quarter. We'll find it. Well, we got nickel slots right over there.
Play 5 times and then get the fuck out.
Vegas is a crusher of dreams.
So does that mean you're officially a homeowner now?
As long as nothing goes wrong with, like, the closing costs. I was told that it's good to drop off the closing costs early, even though we don't close until the 15th, that in case something happens. So, I mean, I think technically we are, but I think something could possibly still happen to derail it. I don't know. I don't know about these things. I mean, we signed the paperwork, signed the loan, so we got the loan. So, yes. How about that? Yes.
All right, I like it. Do you have keys?
No, we get the keys on the 20th. Because actually, they're still going to be living there for a few days after we
While you're living there?
Take ownership.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we're just going to work around each other. Bob, can you please put the seat down? Come on.
You know that's how wife swapping starts, right? Couple of couples move into the same place. Next thing you know, bam, husband's got their dicks in each other's asses.
I thought it started at a flea market. Nope.
Is that it?
No.
You like I said wife swapping and then switched straight into gay sex? Do you like that, Noah?
I love it.
Answer honestly.
It's my most favorite thing that you've ever done.
Speaking of places that people live, like
I
this
sense
apartment.
A segue.
Like this apartment where I live.
Mm-hmm.
I was heading out to do my laundry the other day, and I noticed as I was walking underneath the carport, which is, to just brief background, like, our carport is underneath actual apartments, like the apartments.
Oh, like the Tan apartment or the Ta apartment that you and I used to live in.
No, wait, we're
the Jat apartment.
Yeah, okay, kind of, but just not in the. Not that this means anything to anybody else listening.
This is just for me.
Yeah, just now Andy's got it in his head. Let's get the rest of you on board. So they built the apartment complex, and so like the as they went up, they also went, let's just say, back. So basically you park your car under some people's apartments. That's really all you need to know. And as I'm walking to my car, I notice that there's like water coming down from above, and that's not atypical, like when it's raining or and pretty much the only time. However, As some of you may know, if you're listening to this, you know, in a reasonable time when we've uploaded it, it's July. So, and it's California, so there's no raining going on here. So I was like, oh, that's odd. And then I noticed the water is coming from the actual walls of the apartment above that parking space. Like, it's not, like, coming out a window, it's not leaking off the roof, it's coming from the walls and floor. Apparently someone had, like, their kitchen sink just went, and they weren't home, and, like, some other neighbor was just like, that's probably not good, is it? Like, he was just standing there looking at it. I was like, did you call somebody? He's like, well, I tried to leave a message. I was like, well, maybe we should knock on some doors. So we went up to that apartment, knocked on the door. Nobody answered. We went to the manager's apartment, knocked on the door. Nobody answered. So I called, left a message. I'm like, hey, that's Tim. Calling from apartment number, blah, blah, blah. Nothing wrong with my place. Things are good here. However, kitty corner to me, it's apparently raining in their apartment. You may want to send somebody over there, but or not. You know what?
Possibly a priest. Maybe some sort of witch doctor.
It's your deal. You know, maybe we're solving the drought by having magical rain dances in this apartment. If that's the case, don't let me stop you. But otherwise,
we should probably pipe it somewhere a little more useful, though, because right now it's raining on my car, and I'm pretty sure it's not going to grow any.
Oh, it wasn't raining on my car, so I was fine with it. It was raining on Pencil Dick's car, and he can suck it.
Oh, Pencil Dick.
Pencil Dick.
When I first moved in here, there's this parking space but it doesn't look like a parking space. Like, it's not numbered, it doesn't have the lines, and it's in a perfect place where loading and unloading would happen. Like, it seems like that's what that space was designed for, and they must have just turned it into a parking space because parking is such a premium around here.
Or some douchebag just claimed it and has been yelling at everybody since.
Yeah, it's a distinct possibility, but, based on other decisions management has made, I'm going to go ahead and say management gave him it as a parking space. So we were getting ready to park there to unload, and he sort of shuffled his way in, and he was like, yeah. Like, whatever he said, it was very, like, just curt and just, you know, being a dick and, like, not being helpful or accommodating. He was very rushing me, and I reversed the U-Haul and ran over a table that I had behind it that I didn't realize we'd unpacked.
Oh.
And so I broke the table, and then he, you know, went on his merry fucking way. So ever since then, I've called him Pencil Dick.
Please say to his face.
No, not really. However, apparently it is quite apparent that I hate him. Like, I didn't realize that.
Why do you?
Because every time he sees me, he looks down and he's just in shame. And, like, I've seen him, like, other places, not even around the apartment. Like, I've just been in downtown, you know, grabbing an ice cream or, you know, taking Danelle to have coffee or whatever. And he'll see us and just look down. Like, he had a smile on his face, then he looks down. And, like, he looks all sad and contrite. And I'm like, Jesus Christ, dude. It was a year ago. Pencil Dick.
I'm like, why is he, like, afraid of you?
I don't know!
That's what cracks me up.
I did yell and scream a lot when I saw the table. Maybe you heard it.
Oh. He's like, oh shit.
I was like, motherfuck! Motherfucking table! Fucking bullshit!
Pencil Dick, motherfucker, parked here for 3 seconds! God damn it!
Couldn't let us unload our fucking... Yeah, you gotta be here right now! Don't you, you Pencil Dick motherfucker!
I can see why I got afraid of you once. What do you, like, kick the shit out of the filing cabinet? I was like, oh shit, Tim's angry!
Noah goes, oh, that's black!
Have we ever told that story? Because that's a horrible story.
I don't think so.
I was just, you know, having a night out in downtown San Jose, trying to pick up some ladies. Unsuccessfully, but you know what? I was trying.
Good for you, Tim.
I was at Tunes in downtown San Jose, dancing the night away, and all of a sudden Noah shows up. I was like, Noah! I thought you were working to that, baby!
I was like, I don't work.
why are you showing up in your purple uniform?
Oh, sexy purple uniform.
You know what? I think you might be hindering my ability to get chicks. Which is the last thing I need. And he's like, the manager who's on duty tonight has to leave, and he wants to know if you can come close out for him. And I was like, oh, can't you just say you didn't find me? And he's like, okay, I will. And then he starts to go back, and then I'm like, fuck. God, goddamn Catholic guilt. So I follow him. I'm like, all right, you found me. Fuck it. So I go in, and then, like, he's like, yeah, whatever his stupid bullshit emergency was. Probably had to go park his pencil dick car in front of somebody so they didn't move. And then, we're doing the closing. Oh, we have to count all the money at the end of the night. And, there was a shitload of money, which is odd for our theater. And whatever the count was, it was completely off. And, like, you know, it was like, that meant another, I don't know, a lot more work was to be done by me, the guy who wasn't even working tonight.
Well, first it was like, hey, can you count this for me, verify it's the right amount? I was like, oh, sure.
Yeah.
And I was counting it, I'm like, oh, Tim, this doesn't equal what's written on the paper. You're like, you're kidding me. I was like, no.
And that's when Tim went apeshit.
I think my kid's a garbage can.
Tim breaks shit when he is angry.
I actually punched the filing cabinet hard enough to leave a dent. No, wait, what time did... I can't remember which time I punched the desk and which time I punched the filing cabinet.
Well, it was the filing cabinet that night, because you left a dent in it. I was like, oh, dear. He's angry.
Well, it was like, I remember Stephanie would always talk about it like it doesn't open right anymore. I was just, Hulk smash!
Tim has tiny fists, but they are mighty.
Fist of Fury.
That'd be a good title for a porno, Fisting of Fury. I wonder if it's already happened. If it hasn't, I claim copyright on that. I want residuals from that porn if it hasn't happened yet.
You should just overdub the whole thing and D-Unit Fist Heart. Apparently it's a song.
Fisting Fury. Google I Love You.
Mm-hmm. What? Hard trance.
What was it?
Playtime,
oh,
76
to...
minutes. Good fucking lord. Oh, it's trance music, so everybody's high when they're listening to it anyways.
Oh, cripes. I was listening to Kevin Smith's interview with Kevin Pollak. And they were talking about, like, in a world before the internet when... You know, you're like, what was that? Like, nowadays, you're like, what was that thing? And you just go look it up. But before, you were just like, what was that thing? And then that was it. Like, you, either somebody had to think of it, or you were just fucked.
Yeah, if I'm sitting closer to a laptop than my wife, and she says, huh, what was that thing? And I don't look it up right then, she gets pissed off at me. She's like, I said, what was that thing?
I hate it when, and I'm guilty of it too, although I do try to use Google before I ask questions, but... Like, friends, like, I have one particular friend, she will ask me questions all the time, and I will do one Google search and find the answer. I'm like, did you try Google? I'm always like, did you try Google? Did you try it?
Is my name Google? No, my name is Noah. Go try Google.
But yeah, I know I do it to Andy sometimes. But do I do try to search Google first, and if I can't find an answer in, like, the first page or two, then I'm just like, fuck it.
Time to do Andy. And Andy does Google.
Or sometimes you just know.
Sometimes I do.
Andy knows things. Dirty things.
Filthy things. Things I wish I could unknow.
That's what the internet brings you. Stuff that you didn't know. Yep. Shit people... Like before, like you hear something, you'd be like, what? People really do that? And now, you can see pictures of it and video.
You're faced with the unflinching reality that people really do that.
Speaking of the unflinching reality that people really do that, I don't know if either of you guys have been watching the show Tosh.0 on Comedy Central.
Nope.
Daniel Tosh, stand-up comic.
Yep.
Doing a clip show of shit they find on the internet.
Mm-hmm.
Last night's or the night before, I don't know, this week's. Fucking, I got TiVo, I don't know what night anything's on. The episode for this week, they showed two girls one cup to their entire studio audience and filmed the reaction.
Wow.
Wow.
It was odd. Like, there were two people sitting near each other, one guy and one girl, and you could see them both start to dry heave.
How the fuck have they found an entire studio audience of people who haven't seen Two Girls, One Cup yet?
They didn't find an entire studio audience. There were a lot of people in there who just started, like, nodding and laughing. But there were enough Two Girls, One Cup virgins, shall we say, that...
dirty.
Had their Two Girls, One Cup cherry... violently punctured.
And they didn't, like, let them know? Like, this is what we're going to show? There's, like, play.
Yeah, basically. They said something about two girls in one cup, and about half the audience starts laughing, and the other half of the audience looks really confused. And he says, now, we can't show it to you at home because, well, it'll just be a pixelated blur. But here's what we're going to do. We're going to do the biggest reaction video ever.
So,
and they turn the cameras around and point it back at the studio audience. And they, like, put the two girls, one cup up in the little area on the overlay next to him. You know, it's supposed to be, like, you know, a TV. Like they do on the newscast, where the guy's head somewhere and then just, you know, magic floating box of shit appears next to him. Except it was magic floating box of shit completely blurred out. Like, you can see it, like, the whole thing was just, like, pink and blue and kind of moving around, but the music was playing, and the oohs and the ahs were playing, and they just kept cutting back to the audience, and, this one chick just started, she looked like she was going to heave in the lap of the guy next to her.
Yeah.
I bet they had to sign some disclaimer thing, and they're like, what? Why are we signing this? What are they going to show us?
Probably. Oh,
God. Have you seen the kid who got the two girls, one cup skateboard?
No. But that's awesome.
I will Google that for you and send you all a link. And, like, I think, like, he didn't know what it, or his mom didn't know what it was, but, like, the dad did or something. Here we go.
There it is. Now I have to get off the couch. Noah just sent a link.
Yep. Were you, like, back to the relaxing?
Yeah, that's how I do it on Tancast. People find I'm best to listen to when I am comfortable.
It's subtle, and it's G-rated, so...
Oh, yeah, it's safe for work.
Yep.
Yeah, definitely safe for work.
Just like my penis!
That is awesome.
I like the little story.
Yep.
Oh, there's a story? Hang on, I didn't read. That seemed way too labor-intensive.
Basically, it just says the dad... saw the skateboard, the kid thought they would know what it was.
Yep.
He laughed, and then had to explain it to the wife.
I love that the kid's like, oh, this will skate right by my parents, and the dad sees it and goes, poo joke.
Apparently the dad goes, because
yep.
It says I ended up snorting. Do that, or he had some...
He snorted poo out of a cup.
Ew.
Aw.
That's gross.
Poo's not food.
Nor is it an inhalant.
No.
Does not help you breathe. It will not help your asthma.
Poo is not snuff.
Poo will not help your asthma.
Did we just name the episode?
I think so. Somewhere in there. Welcome to Tancast Behind the Curtain.
How is it a year later we're still talking about Two Girls, One Cup? That thing has got some staying power.
It's probably not the most disgusting thing you could find on the internet.
It's close. It's real close.
Not disgusting, but just this random thing I found on the internet. It was on RedTube, and it was like one of those anime actions, and Dilly Bobs, Dilly Doos, Skibbity Rangs.
Okay, Dane Cook.
it was the anime business. It was all. It was. Nah, I'm not gonna be animated or loud enough. I'm just not gonna do it. I'm sorry. that would be an actual Dane Cook impression. So it was like a guy and a girl, and they were fighting, kind of like a square off in like a, one of those Pokemon things, where they like, oh, or not, no, maybe it's Dragon Ball Z, where I don't really watch either of those things, but they're like, they're standing there, and like, they're talking shit before they fight, and then, you know, like, they say something, and somehow magic happens to the other person, and they're hurt.
Uh-huh.
So like, it starts off like that, I'm like, alright, what's going on here? And then like, the guy says something, and now like, the woman has like, cuts on a bunch of, on like, her, well, of course her clothes fly off. Yeah. Obviously. And then there's cuts on her body. I was like, who wants to watch this? Like it was billed as sort of pornish. Then, some other shit happens. Sorry to, yada yada over the middle of the plot. But, plot. Quotation fingers. Somehow, she ends up with sitting on his head while he is standing. And by sitting on, I mean shoving from the top of his head to about the bridge of his nose into her vagina. And then spinning around, like rotating on it, like a record on a record player. Like her feet are, you know, spread out to the side. And she's like, yeah! And like she has a big grin on her face. And he's just like, you know, he's just like, oh! And I swear it goes for 3 solid minutes. Like, and I'm like, what the fuck am I watching? What the fuck?
That sounds like a good host.
And like, he...
Hey, the like, my head's cold. Could you put your vagina on that for me?
Well, then they do like some sort of weird like I guess it's supposed to be like an X-ray shot where you see his whole head go in and then get crushed and then he falls over. And that was the end of the clip. I was like, well, yes. Now I've seen it.
And you loved it.
And I've seen it.
Maybe Transformers 2 isn't the worst movie ever.
No, I'll say it is. I haven't even seen it. Bruno's not getting great reviews. It's getting mixed reviews. I'll still see it, though.
I'm just not excited.
Well, here's a link for you guys to read later in case you haven't seen it yet. It's Topless Robot doing their Transformers 2 FAQ.
Topless Robot?
What?
It's a geek site, blog, whatever.
Oh.
It's from Village Voice.
I was like, why topless robot?
Aren't most robots topless? I've never seen one wearing like a halter or like a tube action.
Sorry. Somehow robot and tube top in my head, I imagine like actual tubing.
That is hilarious.
What's that?
They're talking about what they want the AllSpark cube for, or the AllSpark shard.
Mm-hmm.
Who wants it?
The Decepticons. They're saying why they want it. It's about... It's near the top-ish.
Oh, I'm back on the couch.
Oh. Tim's like, I can't be bothered.
Can't be linking all the time, man. Sometimes just gotta be about the conversation, about the people, and about the memories.
So I'll do the back and forth here. It says, so the Decepticons want the shard. Why? To bring Megatron back to life. What? That's what they said. But the AllSpark killed Megatron in the first movie. Yes. And now it can also bring him back to life. It's very powerful, the AllSpark. So, what's their plan to get it? They send a small RC car who talks like Joe Pesci in Casino to get it. Shouldn't they have sent Starscream or somebody? Look, there's another AllSpark shard, and they get that one anyway, so it doesn't matter.
Well, then why did they give a shit about Sam? The symbols in his head that the shard of the AllSparks gave him. They weren't the
other shard? No, we should just do this whole thing. Oh. Do you want the bold or the regular text? No. You can go read it.
Tencast Radio!
Where we read other people's websites.
Quick, let's go to Kevin Smith's website and read some of that.
Oh, so Tim, what did you think of the... Did you finish the Kevin Pollak, Kevin Smith thing?
I did.
What did you think?
It was interesting.
Kevin Pollak?
Kevin Pollak has his own chat show.
Isn't he remarkably...
Yeah. No, I knew about that. Kevin Smith tweeted about it and everything. It's just that Noah pronounced it Kevin Pollak.
Pollak, you know, he's Polish. I don't know. Pollak. I thought it was so dull, especially since Kevin's like a comedian.
Yeah.
Like, I'm like, really? Like, this is your show? Based on that, like, I would never watch it again.
Yeah, I'm like, if it wasn't for Kevin Smith, this would be incredibly dull.
Maybe he just didn't want to upstage his chat E.
There's a couple of things he said kind of past the halfway point that I thought were interesting. I remember one was that he was saying that if you don't make money off his podcast, he can play the whole songs for music. Mm-hmm. I was like, oh, that's interesting. I didn't know that. And then he said something else, but I don't remember what it was now.
So right now we're going to play the entirety of...
You got the touch.
Done.
You got the power.
That will be playing underneath us for as long as that song lasts while we talk. Okay, there's no point in singing it. You have to talk.
You're a winner.
Winner.
All right, you both are muted, and I'm just going to talk about things. You know what I like? So not having two roommates anymore. Like. That's awesome.
I know, you just have one roommate. My
balls. I don't have any roommates right now. It's just me.
Well, that's true.
Living
just
it.
Just you?
Loving it.
Being sad and bored and alone on...
Manham sandwich.
On,
I was sad, bored and alone on... Fourth of July. Well, just all the time, really. I come home like, hey, baby, you're not here.
I want to talk about... Tell you about my day. You'll see her soon enough, and you'll be around me. You can come and stay over, Tim. Oh, yeah.
You guys can spoon on the couch.
Yeah, our brand new couch with Shay's lounge attachment.
That made me very sad that Tim was lonely. But then again,
fuck
as soon as I'm done with jury duty next week, my job is probably going to have me traveling, so it'll be just me.
I gotta do some jury duty. Well, I went, and then I gotta go back.
How the fuck do you two get jury duty? I would love some jury duty.
Are you registered to vote? Registered to DMV?
Yeah.
I don't know why.
I would love to get some high-profile case in L.A. where I get to be on the jury, then I get to write a book, and I'm set for life. Fucking celebrities, do something fucking criminal soon in L.A., and then let me be on that jury.
The case that I might be on is going to last, like, could last a while. We'll see.
You want to swap out? They won't know. Yeah. Here's another half-black guy. It's all the same.
Weren't you a bit fatter before? Nah.
Weren't you not incredibly small and scrawny?
Didn't you have a sexy voice?
So, Anastasia, who I thought had stopped listening, it was good to hear that she was back, or read that she was back, thinks that Andy has the first and second most sexy voice on Tancast.
Yay, me!
Noah, you get the third. I don't make the top three sexy voices on Tancast.
Jim, you get at least one of the top three sexiest voices in my head.
Thanks. Oh, it wasn't insulting. It was more amusing. I was like, there's only three voices on Tancast. And it's not like she threw in Jeff or somebody who is like a
occasional guest.
Okay. Can I repeat what you just typed, Noah?
Sure.
Please.
So, the reason we all just stopped is because Noah typed, "My wife is in the room, but there are hot ladies on jury duty." Because he couldn't say it in front of his wife. That's why it's funny. Audience, why aren't you laughing? That's hilarious. Good times.
It helped pass the time.
I bet, yeah. Yeah, I'd like to do some duty on your jury. It's a well-hung jury, I'll tell you that right now.
Oh my god. It's no 12 angry men, if you know what I'm saying.
I got 12 angry inches.
I'd like to file a motion.
In your ocean.
No, get out of my head.
Oh, so back to the sexy voices. Someone who does a podcast that is way classier than this one, so I don't want to mention his or her name to sully her or him's podcast. Yep, kept that real anonymous. anyway, this person said that my voice reminds this person of the Roadrunner if he said more than meep meep. And
meep, meep, the future.
The person meant it as a compliment. I was like, "Yeah, who didn't want to bang the Roadrunner?"
I think the coyote did.
Maybe that's why the coyote was chasing the Roadrunner all the time.
Yeah,
like he wanted to eat him, but he wanted to eat him.
Yeah. Big mouthful of Roadrunner. Spunk.
I wonder if his spunk comes out any faster than the rest of ours.
I wonder if it goes meep meep on the way out.
Or if it leaves a little.
Oh, meep meep!
I wonder if it leaves like a little tray, like a smoke cloud on the way out.
I wonder if when he's fucking it makes that noise, like when he sticks his tongue out.
That's another thing. I wonder if the actual, like, you know, pumping action is like, can you even see it?
If the Roadrunner fucked you, would you know?
Or would pieces fly off of you like you just, you know, like a drill or something, like just...
Oh, that's a nice...
I fall to pieces.
Noah, non sequitur, do it!
I like chocolate milk. It tastes delicious.
I like chocolate milk. I like chocolate
milk. I used to
like
chocolate milk, but I tried it recently and not a fan anymore.
Really?
You know what I don't like? Oh, sorry, go ahead.
I love Quick, that's all. This is
Quick. You know, I prefer Hershey's.
I bet you do. Hershey's squirts, you homo.
Alright.
No love for Ovaltine?
That's like poor man's chocolate milk.
I find Quick doesn't really give me a lot of chocolate taste for my scoopage. I feel like Hershey, more chocolate per mouthful. Nung.
No, we should get a shirt that says more chocolate per mouthful.
That could be the next shirt I make.
I think now we've just named this episode.
More chocolate. I like that weird taste that Nestle's Quick has. It's not weird, but it doesn't taste exactly like chocolate. It has like this kind of other taste.
Are you actually using semen?
No. Do you know Cold Stone has Jell-O pudding ice cream?
No.
Really?
Yeah, I just saw it. I'm intrigued. I didn't try it, though.
So they fold Jell-O pudding into the ice cream, or they actually freeze Jell-O pudding?
I don't know. I went and looked at it. It looks like ice cream. So it must be like they mix the flavor in or something.
Interesting.
Limited time.
Well, there's a Cold Stone right near me. I'll head on down there. They no longer
take
the Cold Stone.
Yeah, we went there together.
We did. They no longer take the Cold Stone card, though. Very irritating. Like, what? They had a little thing where, like, you punch off. It's kind of like when you go to a sandwich place, like, you get your 10th sandwich for free or whatever. And so they were punching them off. And apparently someone stole one of their hole punchers, so they just decided to stop taking the cards altogether. I was like,
it's like,
really?
Why don't you just get another hole puncher?
Right. Not only that, like, how big a loss are you going to take from one stolen hole puncher in a city the size of Los Angeles?
You like, know, I bet you can find the guy that stole the hole puncher. But the fact that he's in there all the fucking time with punched cards. I do believe I can get a free one with this. Were you sitting here yesterday? Yes. Have you been in here 10 times since then? No.
Don't you see? The other guy didn't have this mustache.
Maybe they all use the same hole puncher, like every Cold Stone in the world.
No, just this location. Oh, Jesus. It decided to stop honoring it.
Huh.
I was like, oh. Well,
my name is Guy Incognito.
You are dead to me.
Are they one of the cards that you can't use at any Cold Stone? You have to use at the specific location?
That I don't know.
I hate
that. And I threw it away after they were douchey-ing it. After they were douchey.
You should have threw stuff at the door.
You should have gone to. You should have gone to a stationery store and had them make a custom hole punch that looks like an erect penis and just get a bunch of their cards and punch erect penises into it and try to trade them in. Because one way or the other, you've put a penis in their hand. Whether you get ice cream or not, you know, kind of like the dick that you guys drew at the Monterey Aquarium.
They're just me. Don't give Noah any credit. He doesn't want any.
I couldn't remember which of you it was. They both looked the same.
That's how Tim shows he's angry at a business. He'll throw, like, a chocolate bunny at your door. Like, I showed you.
But only if it's well after Easter, and that chocolate bunny does not need to be around anymore. We went to a Taco Bell, and it closed early. And I was like, oh yeah? Take this old chocolate bunny! Blap! And
actually, did you throw it, or did you just set it on the door?
No, I threw it, and I remember because it's like part of it stayed on the, like, hung, because it was still in the tinfoil or whatever. So part of it, like, just hung there on the door handle. I was like, perfect!
Nice.
And we rolled out.
It was like, I showed them.
I went to Panda Express last night, and the fuckers closed early.
I went to Panda Express last night.
I went to Panda Express on Wednesday.
Yay!
Look at that. It's like our periods are all syncing up.
So I was watching this this video of like this mall in the 90s, and what did I notice in the background? It was like a time-lapse video. There was a Panda Express there. I did not know Panda Express has been around since the 90s. I've been missing out on this goodness all this time.
I only really got into Panda Express fairly recently. Like, I would say probably since the trip to L.A.
And then you realize, like, its deliciousness.
Yeah. Like, we would go sometimes. I'd be like, oh, no one wants to go to Panda Express. Oh, no, Panda Express. That's what I would say. That's how I would say it.
You know some bullshit, though? Apparently they do not serve the pot stickers in Georgia, like, at all.
They had them for, like, a month. Well, whatever, you don't have a 7-Eleven. What can you expect? Things are not coming to Georgia.
That is insane that the closest 7-Eleven to me is, like, it'd be over an hour for me to go get a Slurpee.
I think you should do it. That's an adventure.
Crazy. Get the kid a Slurpee, too, though. Don't be, you know. Baby's first Slurpee is good for something.
Is he standing?
And I wish I hadn't started this song.
Is he standing yet?
He's trying. I mean, like, he'll stand up, but like, not...
Not on his own.
Without something to balance against. Mm-hmm.
He's trying. Well, fucking, I hope so. I hope he's not just like, you know what, fuck it.
I'm just gonna lay on my back for the rest of my life. I work for Pamela Anderson.
Suckers, bring me stuff.
I want to be one of those people in Disneyland with those motorized scooters, never has to stand up. They're just fat and lazy.
So you can't ride any of the rides? What are you doing here? You like to go around to places that you can't do anything?
Oh, can I go through the handicapped entrance? I'm sorry. The double-double special at In-N-Out Burger is not a handicap, all right? You are fat, and you can go away. Not to make fun of people with actual problems, but there are fat people, and they need to stop it.
I always wonder about those people who, like, park in the handicap spot, have a handicap placard, and they're walking just fine.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, my cousin had to do that. She's got an autoimmune disorder, and actually, like, she walks fine, she looks fine and everything like that, but she gets tired out really fast.
Wow.
I know. I'm just saying, there's reasonable people who aren't abusing the system.
This guy was young, he was walking at a brisk pace.
And he was dancing.
He did the waltz.
And he was dribbling two basketballs, one in each hand, and doing backflips.
He did a little Michael Jackson move on the way in, and then everybody else was doing the same move in the store.
And he was reciting physics equations, so clearly no mental problems.
I mean, I see it like more often. I mean, than I think I should. Like, I'm sure there's people out there who maybe have problems, but I'm like, you look okay. And there's no one else in the car like that. They had to park close for.
Oh, the ones that really pissed me off when we would go grocery shopping and my wife was very, very pregnant.
Is the guy who parked in the pregnant spot and he was clearly a guy and he was fat.
I already told the story. I'm sorry.
Yes. You told it when...
I was going to let him go.
When we did the Tang cast with Jeff on it from Boston. Well,
God, that was a year ago. Holy shit. My wife was very, very pregnant a year ago.
Oh, hey, when did you have your baby?
In late August.
Okay. We were debating.
Who, you and 70?
No, weren't we talking about the last game night? We were trying to figure out when Andy had when they had the baby, or when they came to visit.
Oh, were we?
Well, actually, I think we were trying to figure out when you came to visit.
Yeah, we were. Yeah.
It was right after July
4th. Okay.
So right around
remember,
now.
Remember, I was on the phone with you, Noah, setting up the when everybody's going to get together when we come into town, and you asked me if they celebrate July 4th in Hawaii.
No.
We still tell that
story.
I don't
know what you're talking about. That never happened.
President Barack Obama is in Ghana, in case anybody wanted to know, as we're recording.
Hope he doesn't get gonorrhea.
He's shaking people's hands. That was a good one, Noah. I'm sorry to talk over.
That was a good one. Oh, speaking of going to the grocery store,
I finally
broke down today and got a couple of those reusable cloth bags, the grocery bags.
Ah.
So I can... Because the wife and I were, you know, we got a stash, like I'm sure everybody does, under the sink of the plastic bags. You know, just in case, we'll find some use for these things. And, like, literally, it was getting difficult to stuff them under the sink. And we just kind of stared at it and looked at each other. I'm like, it's time that we get some reusable bags because this is getting way the fuck out of control. Like, we could chop up a school busload of children and put their bodies parts into each individual bag, and we still wouldn't run out of bags.
You could just throw them in the recycling with other plastic things.
We don't have recycling here.
What?
Of course not. It's Georgia. What was I thinking? Fuck, the planet gonna be all right. You don't worry about fucking nothing.
I ain't got time to recycle. I'm fucking my sister.
I am sorry to Georgia and the South.
The bags are nice, though. I mean... Like, they got really broad straps on them, so, like, I can carry a whole bunch of them on one arm, and they, like, don't cut in because they don't all roll up together like plastic bags do. And they've got this little board thing in the bottom that keeps the bottom flat. Like, I mean, like, perfectly flat, so they stand up in the trunk. Like, flat like an old white man's ass flat.
Wonderful.
So, like, they don't just tip over when I bring them inside. They're great.
We've been using reusable bags for a while. And we don't, I mean, a lot of times we don't get bags, so they always want to give you a bag. Like, here's your pack of gum. Want a bag? It's like, no, I don't want a bag.
This gum will fit in my pocket. Do you see the pockets? Those are bags I carry everywhere.
Unlike the ones under your eyes. No, I don't know.
Yeah, well, I carry those everywhere, too. Man, I got some shorts, the khaki shorts that have the extra set of pockets down on the thighs. I was like, oh, these will be great, because if I ever, have too much shit, I don't need to carry a purse, I can just put them down there. But I never put anything in those pockets, and the only thing they do, the pleats on them, catch every fucking handle for everything that I walk past.
Do you wear them with, like your Hawaiian shirt and your Crocs?
Yes, I do.
Such a white
dude. The Hawaiian shirt and the Crocs. You cocksucker. Well, I do wear Hawaiian shirts all the time, because I fucking love them.
I know you do!
I want tiki culture to come back. You know what? 1950s, we want your conservative hairstyles and your tiki culture back.
That's such a fat white person thing to do. That white guy thing. I'm getting old, I'm wearing some Hawaiian shirts. I see them all the time.
I've been wearing Hawaiian shirts since I was in my early.
I know you were getting an early start.
I've been a fat old white guy for a decade.
So, every time I see like a fat white guy wear a Hawaiian shirt, I think of you, Andy.
Thank you.
He trendsetter. That's good. It's funny, when I first started calling Andy fat, he really wasn't, but he's grown into
it. It was a self-fulfilling prophecy. You told him enough, he's like, I guess I am fat.
It's funny, because there was this guy at work, Blave. I was trying to
come
up with a nickname for him.
Is this the one where you...
where he decided to start going out with my ex-girlfriend 2 days after I broke up with her?
Did you have the did you have the breakup sex though?
No, I've never had breakup sex.
Huh? Me neither.
And now I probably never will.
Hopefully, never will.
I'm gonna go ahead and just say you know what? I never will. How you like that? Done.
Make it a bold statement.
It's official.
It's on
really
record.
Better not, because I'm sure that'll be the breakup sex where Danelle's just punching you in the face over and over again. It's like finish if you can, finish if you can, finish if you can.
So angry.
Go ahead and throw it on the line. I don't want that. But anyway, this person, like, he was kind of getting fat, and so I would make fat jokes about him, and I saw him recently, and now he's all, like, thin and chiseled and like, buff.
Like, Hill Stabby got, like, a ugly face, though. Jesus Christ.
it really just accentuates the face more, unfortunately. I'm like, you know, when you're wearing some fat, it was like, well, he's, you know, that's what he's doing. It's what you're working with. But now it's like, Now you've got a butter face or a butter's face. Good times.
Indeed. Yeah, I got to lose some weight.
Yeah,
it's time.
Me too.
Me three.
Yeah, but Tim, you got to lose a little bit of weight. I got to lose a Tim.
I got to lose part of a Tim.
What was part
you
of what?
You got to lose like a half a Tim, a hey Tim.
I got to lose maybe like a quarter of a Tim.
A quarter of a Tim.
Maybe. How much you weighing these days?
130.
Never mind.
He's got to lose half of him.
Neither of you are up to 3 bills yet, are you?
No.
No,
all right.
Sir.
See, you're all right.
I think I wasn't feeling good, so I think I lost a little weight. Last time I checked,
nice.
I was like,
getting it done.
Down to 2.
I think if I lost a half a Tim, you guys would call me skinny.
I was down to 233 last time I checked.
Yeah, you got to capitalize on that sickness, and now you got to do the Rocky montage.
Yeah. So are you and Van going to do the Michael Jackson retrospective?
Did I what with who on the Michael Jackson retrospective with Henchman?
You and Van, since you're leaving us for him.
Yeah, sorry. But you know what? I was thinking of you guys the whole time.
Okay.
Oh, shit. I used that joke on the Mousetalgia that's about to come out. I was a guest on Mousetalgia.
Yeah, see, you're totally cheating on us with other podcasts.
Yeah? But I'm talking about us. So the people will come here and go, this is shit. And then they will leave.
Then they got much nicer setup at Nostalgia, little spit guards.
They got a sweet ass setup at Mousetalgia. I was like, oh, look at these actual microphones and shit. I was like, Noah just stopped using his Rock Band microphone last week. Is it Rock Band or Guitar Hero?
Rock Band.
All right, I was right then. And like, they have like actual like mics I used to see at the radio station, except they weren't all fucking covered with spittle from one of the DJs who apparently must shove all kinds of food in her mouth. Because it's just embedded in this fucking microphone. It's like, grr, 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 grr. Like meteors crashed into it, but they were nasty food meteors.
Yeah. So they were meteors.
Nice.
Thank you.
But that was the station. Mousetalgia, like, they were all nice, and, like, they came out of this little... And then there was, like, all this equipment that went into, like, a cable that went off into another room, and they were able to check, like, oh, I'm just checking the levels from over here, and, yeah, things are looking good, and I'm going to go start things. I'm like, fuck, we are so not like this.
Wait, do they make money off of Mousetalgia?
I am not at liberty to comment on their business plan.
Oh, really?
Because I have no idea.
Oh, okay.
Yes, hand over fist. They are they are getting
just
it done.
We are three poor crackers doing the best we can in our home offices with our shitty headsets and Tim on his couch.
One of the guys is day job, as it were. He is an IT ninja. I thought that was a good job title.
IT. Does he actually have that on his business cards? Because that would be awesome.
I don't know. If he doesn't, I'd be willing to make him some. because that's what he does, but a ninja because, like, he'll just, apparently he can, like, not unlike Stephanie Noah, he'll just show up and be there, like, when some, like, I think we need this. Do you? Ah!
Do you want me to fix that computer for you? Where the fuck did you come from? I don't even know I had a problem yet.
A cloud of smoke, and he shows up. What the? Backspace!
Let me fix that for you. Control of delete!
I did want to say, when we were talking about chocolate milk, apparently you shouldn't drink milk, even if it's not past the expiration date. If it smells or tastes funny, you should probably leave it alone.
Yeah, that's a good plan.
You shouldn't power through the entire bowl of Cinnamon Toast Crunch, even though you're like, that's not quite right.
What happened? Did you throw up?
Tim, on behalf of all of America, I'm going to go ahead and say, duh.
Just, my gas. Oh. Like, I was my stomach just felt like, I was like, that's just unpleasant. And I was like, and the chair melted away, and I think it caused the sink to overflow downstairs, and another celebrity died. Like, it was bad.
It was all bad.
It wasn't all good, that's for sure.
It was all good in the hood.
No good, no hood.
When are you gonna get on a scene unseen?
You mean, as a guest?
Yeah!
The 15th of never.
Come on, Tim. Never? Make it happen. You're a mover and a shaker in the LA biz.
No, I'm not.
Yeah, you are. Don't sell yourself short.
I'm moving, but nothing's shaking. grabbing the tree and nothing. All right. The plane from North by Northwest is apparently buzzing our neighborhood. I don't know why. Woo. The McNair funeral. Doesn't hold a candle to the Michael Jackson memorial.
Oh, I was like, who the fuck's McNair? But then I was like, oh yeah, that guy.
Sorry, it's on CNN right now. It's a couple people singing, that's it. Holding hands. Not like Michael. I was saying this, I said it on Facebook, and then someone told me it wasn't funny, and then I started doing it on stage, and people laughed, so fuck that person. But I was like, when I was watching the Michael Jackson memorial, I'm like, you know what, this really brings it home. For all the poor 80s artists watching this at home who are like, fuck, I'm not getting nothing like this when I die. Nothing! Rick Astley's watching at home. They could Rickroll from now till forever. No one's renting out the Staples Center when I die. I'll be lucky they rent out the rec room at a Holiday Inn and show one of my videos, and everybody goes, ha ha, and moves on.
Yeah, it'd be something.
And everyone knows which one it will be.
It'd be funny if someone Rickrolled his funeral.
It'd been funny if someone Rickrolled the Michael Jackson memorial.
Could you have a Rick Astley funeral and not Rickroll it?
Never gonna give you up.
I wonder if they get a bunch of celebrities to sing it, like they did at the end of the memorial.
It'd be funny if
for Michael Jackson.
If they start off with Michael Jackson's funeral, and then they rolled out Rick Astley's casket, Rick Rowland from the grave.
It'd been funny if they rolled out some of the other dead celebrities who died recently. Just like, look, can we get in on this too? We're just gonna put Fair up here.
Twofer.
you can keep singing Michael Jackson songs, but every so often throw out a shout out to Farrah if we could. She only got 5 hours of a news cycle before everyone forgot who she was and didn't care.
Aww.
Except for Kevin Smith, apparently.
He cares?
Yeah, that was in the Kevin Pollak
interview. Yeah, whatever, I don't remember it. This is very unmemorable for me.
Apparently. Well, because I was waiting for a new Smodcast because I wanted to hear him and Scott talk about Michael Jackson, and then when I heard it, I was like, eh, that was not worth the wait. Well, it wasn't Smodcast. It was him and Kevin Pollak talking about it. That could have been part of the problem.
Because Kevin Pollak sucks.
Ouch.
I think generally I like him. He's funny in movies, but he needs to work on his format. Because it is dull as dirt.
Uh-oh.
We're about to lose Noah.
Are we?
Yep, you're doing the scratchity scratch again.
Well, it's about time to end this thing anyway.
Alright.
So we're just going to end on a fail? Thanks, Noah.
The whole podcast is a fail. Let me end it.
Oh, that's true. I can't argue with that. Mainly because I couldn't hear it.
All right. So, I'm Tim. Thanks for listening. Kiss my balls.
I was Andy. Thanks for listening. Don't listen to Noah. He sounds like shit.
I'm still Noah, and I hate you both.
Oh, he's back and better than ever!
Better than ever.
For some reason, I'm plugging it and plugging it back in fixes it for however long.
Awesome. Whoever your headset... provider was, will not be a sponsor of Tangcast.
they're a big one.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, they suck. Or Apple sucks.
Could be a mixture of both.
Throw that out there. They suck Apple. Nooch.
Wow. Yes, they are a big one.
Noah sent us an IM to tell us what it was, but we're not going to tell you.
Yeah. Oh, maybe.
Do you feel slighted?
Maybe Tim can see if he gets off his ass.
I see it.
All right.
I'm looking at
it. All right.
I don't know that name from nothing. You could have just said, like, Gurgurflurgen, and I'd be like, oh, them. They do good work. Gurgurflurgen.
They Gurgurgit and Flurgenurgit.
They must be on the same planet with all the fake alien names I've made up. Well, thanks for listening, everybody. I'm getting ready to head to San Diego.
What's in San Diego?
Doing an audition for NBC, hopefully.
Oh, yeah. Go check out Comic-Con.
That's not for another couple of weeks, right?
Is it?
Yeah, but your wife's not there. Just
she'll be there by the time
Comic Con.
She'll be here by the time Comic Con comes around.
Comic-Con.
And my friends are doing comedy there, and they did not invite me to do it with them, and that makes me sad. Fuck them.
They're not friends then.
They aren't. They're dead to me.
I would invite you to do comedy if I was doing comedy.
Come do comedy at my house, Tim.
Your house isn't filled with a bunch of geeks with disposable income.
It's filled.
You might be able to hire me for their events.
It's filled with one.
You just disposed of all your income to buy a house.
No, I've still got less.
Disposed it.
I didn't get rid of all.
Disposed. Ah!
The future.
The future. That's how we should sign off every week. Thanks for listening. We'll see you in the future.
No, sir. It's good night and good fuck.
Oh, you're right. That is a good one.
Yep.
Well,
I stand by it.
Good night and good fuck. Good night and get fucked.
Or do the fucking.
Good night and go fuck yourself.
That doesn't rhyme as well. If I'm paying for more.
I know. I kind of chained out there for a sec.
All right. We were trying to sign off. We're not doing it well. And then Noah died.
Noah was doing it. Now it's done.
No more time for fun.
And stop. Thank you for listening to TanCast episode 58. Sorry about the bad editing. I've just been back and forth to San Diego, and it really didn't come out the way I'd hoped. Hopefully, we'll get it to you better next week. In the meantime, subscribe via iTunes, comments at TanCast.com, vote for us at Podcast Alley, in the link in the show notes. Thank you again, and good night, and get fucked.
TanCast. What do you guys think of cock rings, huh? You know, with the little spikes. Fun? Not fun?
Not a fan. Nope, they scare me.
Okay, link me, please, because spiked cock rings.
Link you on the spiked cock rings?
Yeah. Can you prove they exist?
We lost somebody. Noah just hung up.
Noah fail. I know. We just got to start this over again.
No, it's funny with the failure happening.
Pilot ray generators. Vaginal washers.
I think it was number 6 on that list.
Rectal dilators.
I gave Andy a link that I gave you. I sent it to you as well. It's a link to one of the lists, or the list on Cracked where spike cock rings was mentioned. Here's another one where it is number 17.
Spermatoria ring? Is that it?
Number 6 on the list.
Yes.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, that's it. Spermatoria ring. Okay, yeah. Oh, my goodness. Sexy sadist cock ring. Okay, yeah. I'm as confused as a hungry baby at a topless bar. Who the fuck is ever going to wear that on your... Oh, my God. You know, then again, I guess there's a whole thing where people like having their dicks stomped on or, like, tied up until the balls turn all purpley and like, engorged. That whole cock and ball torture thing. I don't fucking get that. You got to be kind to the willy.
Or like where they're kicking the penis? Or
yeah.
The balls?
It's like stomp out, like the smushing thing.
Ah, no!
I tried it once in Tijuana.